You are Locked On Dodgers, your daily Los Angeles Dodgers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
So I say D, I say D-O, D-O-D, D-O-D-G, D-O-D-G-E-R-S, team, 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 O, I say O-M. O-M-A-L.
All right, I'm going to take it back to the salt and pepper days, and let's talk about sex. For some of you, that may have been around the time where your glory days were. For some of you, you might not even know who salt and pepper is. But regardless of all that, I'm here to tell you how you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. BlueChew.com. That's blue, like Dodger blue. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know it works, and you can take it whenever, with whatever's in your stomach, whatever's going on in your life. It's chewable, they work twice as fast as a pill, and you can be ready whenever the mood hits. This isn't for guys who can't perform, it's for any guy who wants that extra boost in the bedroom. It's like a little adrenaline rush, like if you're on the mound in Game 7 of the World Series and you know the crowd's going crazy and you get that extra adrenaline rush, that's what it's like. And it's easy. It's prescribed online, shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. No weird doctor's visits, no talking about your sex life, no waiting in the pharmacy and maybe seeing somebody you know from high school, none of that awkwardness. It's all made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, it's cheaper than a pharmacy. And right now, we've got a special deal for all you listeners. You can go to BlueChew.com, get your first shipment free with the promo code MLB. All you have to do is pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code MLB to try it free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring Locked On Dodgers. Hello, Dodger fans, and welcome to Locked On Dodgers. We are part of the Locked On Podcast Network, the number one local sports daily podcast network. Locked On, your team every day. This is the daily podcast covering the Los Angeles Dodgers, bringing you the smart fans' perspective on our boys in blue. I'm Vince Samperio, Chavez Ravine Fiends, and with me, as pretty much always, is Jeff Snyder of Baseball Essential. Jeff, how are you doing?
I am doing all right. Little bit bittersweet. Peek behind the curtain. We're actually recording a little in advance because Vince and I are both going on different vacations this week. And so this is the Thursday morning episode, but we're actually recording it on Tuesday night. And so I am currently have the Nationals NLCS championship celebration on my TV on mute in front of me and thinking what might have been. Because that should have been the Dodgers sweeping the Cardinals.
Yeah, that's pretty much probably what's on all our minds, which is a perfect segue into the postseason. This postseason is brought to you by Vivid Seats. Make a memory that lasts a lifetime and get into your favorite event with the Vivid Seats app. Enter promo code POSTSEASON at checkout to receive a discount of up to $100. Coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about the future. We're going to talk about a few players that have maybe unsure futures, either with the Dodgers or in general. We'll keep that a surprise, and you'll have to listen to see who. But before we get into it, just a quick reminder to subscribe to Locked On Dodgers wherever you get your podcasts. And when you get in your car in the morning, tell your smart device to play a podcast, Locked On Dodgers. All right, Jeff, so we're going to start behind the plate with two catchers who had similar but very different seasons, Russell Martin and Austin Barnes. They both put up not too great offensive numbers, but Russell Martin's veteran presence and knack for clutch moments kept him in the majors, as and Austin Barnes and his minor league option got him sent to the minors, and he never really came back after that. I mean, came back physically, but he didn't really play. Russell Martin is a free agent, will be a free agent, and Austin Barnes will not be a free agent. So what do we, let's go with Martin first. What do we think is going to happen with Russell Martin?
Yeah, and this one is one of the hardest ones for me to figure out what might happen, because a lot of it is tied up in what happens with Barnes. Because, I mean, if the Dodgers decide to cut bait and, you know, non-tender Barnes or trade Barnes or something, then yeah, they might still have use for Russell Martin until Keibert Ruiz is ready to come up. I don't know. Like, it seems like, even though Martin did have some big hits for the Dodgers, I think his main value was kind of that veteran presence. And, you know, like we talked about on yesterday's show, with David Freese retiring, Rich Hill maybe not coming back, you know, there is kind of an opening there still for if they need a resident old man. But I don't know that a second catcher, your backup catcher, is the ideal spot for that old man, you know. I mean, Martin managed to stay on the active roster pretty much the whole year this year, except when he was hurt. But, I don't know. It's hard for me to see him coming back, even though I loved having him back this year. He was one of my favorite players when he first came up. I was at his major league debut. I've always felt special feelings towards Russell. But I kind of have a hard time seeing him come back.
Yeah, the other role that you didn't mention is reliever extraordinaire that the Dodgers would have to fill.
Yeah, so maybe he could pitch the eighth inning in a playoff game.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat as you. I don't think Russell Martin comes back. I think the plan as of now would be Will Smith starting and Austin Barnes hopefully good enough to be the backup, which is not a very high bar to set, or not set very high. And like I said, and Keibert, if Barnes is really bad again and Keibert is doing well, and you see him coming up and him and Will Smith kind of splitting time, or maybe one of those guys is traded. There's a lot that goes on, but at the end of the day, I don't think Russell Martin's coming back.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised to see Barnes traded this offseason. And if that was the case, then yeah, maybe Martin comes back, because you know, I don't think Keibert is going to be ready at the to start the season in the big leagues. He only played 9 games in AAA before he broke his finger this year. And so if Barnes, even though his value is at its lowest right now, I could see a team being interested in Barnes, hoping for a bounce back. And, you know, the Dodgers may be lumping him in with another trade like we talked about. You know, Barnes might be one of those guys like Rios and Stripling and some of those who just don't kind of have a place on the Dodgers, but could be starters on a lesser team. So that wouldn't shock me to see Barnes traded and Martin come back, but I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I could see Barnes being traded. Obviously, the Dodgers would, they wouldn't have to initiate the talks. I think if another team wanted him and saw him at a low value, then they'd go after him. But I gotta imagine that they hope that he bounces back and maybe they have him available next year if Keibert is ready to go at the halfway point and kind of keep pushing that forward. The other thing is, you know, just kind of staying on the topic of catchers is, you know, Will Smith, he struggled to finish the season and struggled a little, not everyone struggled in the playoffs, so I'm not going to put that on him, but he did struggle to finish the season, so we're not entirely sure what they have with Will Smith on offense, but in terms of defense, he's better than, his arm's better than Barnes, his framing
is solid.
It's solid, not, you know, not amazing, but it's solid, and, you know, another year with all the pitchers should be only beneficial for him, and if Ryu leaves, then the only pitcher he seemingly didn't really gel with in terms of pitch calling wouldn't be here, so who knows. But yeah, catcher is definitely not a full question mark, but a half question mark in terms of what they get from Will Smith and what they do for to back up Will Smith.
Yeah, and with Smith, I mean, looking at how baseball seems to have de-juiced the balls for the postseason, if they go back to a de-juiced ball next year, Will Smith is a totally different offensive player. You know, I mean, I don't know what would happen in that case. I think he could adjust, but I think it would definitely be an adjustment because we saw what Will Smith without the juice balls is. He's a fly out to right field that is just deep enough to get your hopes up. So.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. That'll do it for the catchers part of this show. And we're going to talk about similar players grouped together in the next part of the show. So be ready for that.
Vivid Seats is an online ticket event marketplace dedicated to providing fans of live entertainment with experiences that last a lifetime. One thing I've learned is that going to Dodgers postseason games definitely qualifies as an experience that lasts a lifetime. Most notably for me, Game 3 of the World Series last year with my two sons and my dad and my uncle is an experience I and they will never forget. So with Vivid Seats, you can watch your favorite team and or musical artist or whatever in person, and you earn credit back on all your purchases made through the Vivid Seats app. They have what's called the Vivid Seats Rewards Loyalty Program that you are automatically enrolled in just by using the app. So Vivid Seats can help you find seats to any of your favorite live events, including sports, concerts, theater, and more, all through the app. Vivid Seats offers great prices and an easy purchasing experience. And like I said, the loyalty program is awesome. They have different reward statuses ranging from MVP to Hall of Famer. So you can earn different amounts of credit on each purchase. And then you use that to get free tickets eventually. So go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Vivid Seats app. You are automatically enrolled, like I said, in the rewards loyalty program just by using the app, and you will get credits on all your purchases as part of that rewards program. And all Vivid Seats confirmed orders are backed by a 100% guarantee. So if you're going to see the Dodgers in the postseason, use the Vivid Seats app because it's awesome. And be sure to enter promo code POSTSEASON at checkout to receive a discount of up to $100.
All right, let's get into our obscure former Dodger of the day. I had somebody else lined up, but I'm not sure if we've done them before, so I just found a more obscure player from that year. And this guy was a catcher for the Dodgers who came up with the Pirates and with the Dodgers and then with the Phillies and then the Twins and then 8 games with the Royals. Played until he was 38, so if you're a backup catcher, you can last pretty long in this game. That's Tom Prince. Tom Prince played with the Dodgers from 94 to 98. He had a decent year in 96. He only played in 40 games, but he hit .297 with the 802 OPS. But he was not really an offensive threat. He hit .208 with the .617 OPS in his career, just 24 career home runs. I think the one thing that I'm looking at is Baseball Reference picture that stands out to me about Tom Prince is that he looks like, what does he look like? He looks like the brother from that old Tool Time show with Tim Allen.
Oh, Home looks Improvement.
Like, yeah, he looks like the, or someone. He looks like one of the white kids from a show growing up. I don't want to say he's the brother from Tool Time, though.
Huh.
Or Home Improvement.
Interesting. Yeah, for me, Tom Prince has always been the same person as Clint Hurdle. So it was funny to me that he ended up as Clint Hurdle's coach and then took over for Clint Hurdle this year when the Pirates fired Hurdle. Tom Prince managed that last game of the season. Yeah, just kind of generic catchers with big, meaty faces. Him and Clint Hurdle have always been the same player in my mind. So,
yeah, there you go. All right, so we're going to get away from catchers now, and we're going to get into guys that can play first base that also hit right-handed that are currently on the Dodgers 40-man roster. And that goes to Jed Jerko and Tyler White. Jed Jerko has a $13 million team option with a $1 million buyout. Tyler White is still under team control. Both are currently on the 40-man roster. Tyler White, as you know, finished the season on the 60-day DL. So let's go seemingly, real quick, seemingly the role that David Fries no longer occupies would fit both of these guys, but I'm not sure that's what the Dodgers want to fill that role.
Yeah, I'm going to make a bold prediction that the Dodgers will not pick up Jed Jerko's $13 million option because he's not very good at baseball anymore. And, and Tyler White, he's almost 29, so he's kind of that middle. He's not an old man, but he's also not as young as his 1 year and 100 days of service time would suggest he would be. So I guess talk about Jerko first. It's hard for me to see Jerko back on the Dodgers roster next year. They have enough young guys who are good at playing baseball. And, you know, especially if they go after Anthony Rendon, which then means Justin Turner needs to play somewhere other than third base. And yeah, there's not really room for... I think if there was peak Jed Jerko, the guy who used to know how to hit, then maybe. But the current version of Jed Jerko, it's hard to see the Dodgers bringing him back. I think they'll take the $1 million buyout on his option and say, have fun at the jerk store.
Yeah, there you go. Pretty much my exact thoughts on Jed Jerko. I don't think there's really a reason to try to bring him back. Even if, you know, they bought him out and then brought him back for even half the salary, I don't think it's still worth it. And I don't know the free agent list right now, but I got to imagine that there's somebody that would fit that role better than Jed Jerko would. And yeah, he just has a punchable face that I'm not really a big fan of him.
Yeah. And Tyler White is, even though he kind of gets lumped together because they acquired them about the same time, they kind of filled that same role of backup first baseman who can't hit. But Tyler White's actually a different situation because, like we said, he's younger and he is still under team control, isn't even eligible for arbitration until after next season. And so he's a guy you have at the league minimum. And league minimum guy is a totally different thing. I'm just looking really quick to see if he has options left. I assume he does.
I want to say no, because that's why the Astros got rid of him.
You're right. Yeah, he doesn't have any options left. So that's the hard part. They'd have to put him on the roster. Or I could see them DFAing him and then signing him to a minor league contract, which would then allow them to put him in the minor leagues. It seems like, I mean, Tyler White was a good hitter in the minor leagues, and obviously some guys just, that never translates from AAA to the big leagues. But it seems like he was even more out of shape than he had been previously this year, and maybe a body transformation could help him remember how to hit. He's one of those guys, he's kind of like Evan Gattis. He stands up there, and the way he holds his bat and everything, you're like, how has this guy ever hit a baseball in his life? He looks like it's his first time ever playing baseball, but he actually was a good hitter at some point. So I could see them trying to sneak him into the minor leagues and turn him into something, but it's hard to see him being a big or even a small part of their major league plans next year.
Yeah, maybe he can get on the dairy-free diet that the rest of the team did and shed the inflammation, the Dodgers called it.
He's big-boned.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't see him on the roster next year unless he clears waivers and nobody else offers him a major league deal, which is entirely possible. But I got to imagine that there's someone out there that would want him for the league minimum. At the very least, he would be good depth for Oklahoma City. But I got to imagine that the Dodgers find someone else to fill that role that's probably not in the organization currently. Or I don't know if they've tried DJ Peters at first base, but it could be a possibility. He's tall.
Yeah. Yeah, and one other thing to keep in mind with guys like Tyler White, you know, the Dodgers have, every winter there's the Rule 5 draft, and they're going to have to protect some guys, meaning they'll have to put them on the 40-man roster before the Rule 5 draft. You know, just looking at the list of guys who are eligible, they definitely have a couple guys. DJ Peters is definitely going to have to go onto the 40-man roster. I would think Jordan Sheffield probably would, and I would think Mitchell White probably would. Then there's a few others who are possibilities. And so they're going to need to open up at least three 40-man roster spots. And Tyler White, it's hard to see him surviving that purge when they're making room for some of the young guys.
Yeah. That's all I got. You got anything else on these two guys?
No. On tomorrow's episode, we'll probably talk about a few more guys who might struggle to survive that purge of the 40-man roster.
Yeah. So we'll be back tomorrow to talk about more decisions that guys that the Dodgers have decisions to make on. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Locked On Dodgers. Remember, you can subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts: Himalaya, Apple, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, whatever you use. If you have Apple but do not use it, we would appreciate if you could subscribe on there as well in order to help our visibility. If you like the show, then please show us. And as I mentioned, increasing our visibility, you can tell your friends, tell your family, tell people on social media, you know, retweet our tweets, share our Instagram posts, whatever you want to do in order to help spread the word about maybe your favorite Dodger podcast, or at least in your top three, I would hope. If you want to follow us on that social media, you can do so on Twitter and Instagram at Locked On Dodgers. You can follow Jeff on Twitter at Snydog. You can follow me at Vince Samperio. If you want to call and leave us a voicemail or shoot us a text with any questions or topics you want us to talk about, you can do so at 323-863-LOCK. That's 323-863-LOCK. Or you can shoot us an email at lockedondodgers@gmail.com. We're here every weekday morning, and we hope you'll be with us. When you get in your car, tell your smart device to play a podcast, Locked On Dodgers. And remember, you don't have to agree. You just have to listen. Have a good one.
We'll talk to you later.
D. I say D-O. D-O-D-G-E-R-S. The team that's all heart, all heart and all thumbs, they're my Los Angeles, your Los Angeles, our Los Angeles.
Do you think we'll really win the pennant?
Bye!